The U.S. president has urged Congress to legislate tough immigration rules in the wake of a blast that rocked the busy commuter hub in New York. Donald Trump called on U.S. lawmakers to end the so-called extended family chain migration by revamping what he called lax immigration system. Trump said the New York attack highlights the urgent need for Congress to enact immigration reform legislation in line with national security. On Monday morning, a 27-year-old Bangladeshi suspect blew up a pipe bomb in the subway tunnels underneath the Port Authority bus terminal in downtown Manhattan. Now, the blast injured several people and caused evacuation of all subway train lines crossing the explosion scene. Crossing over to Bali, joined by international lawyer and activist Mr. Barry Grossman. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, what do you make of Donald Trump's reaction to all of this? It's quite curious that when we have, of course, the majority of shootings, mass shootings that takes place in the United States, we know are done by white males. Now with this situation that has taken place, all of a sudden that he's calling for even tighter laws in dealing with immigration, especially extended family. Your take on all of this?
Well, look, I mean, he would seize on this so-called news story, wouldn't he, to distract from the heat he's getting on his decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of the occupation, and to once again focus on his anti-immigration policy, which, to be truthful, I have to admit, doesn't particularly concern me, that is, his immigration policies. You know, it's a bit of a farce, isn't it? There is no newsworthiness in this story. This so-called pipe bomb was a bunch of match heads packed into a piece of tubing set off with a Christmas light bulb that basically caused no damage. It injured a few people, but by these standards, you know, coughing, being induced to cough qualifies as an injury, or being upset qualifies as an injury. So it's farcical. This shouldn't be in the news. This should be a local story, but of course it's immediately blown up for several reasons. One, it of course gives President Trump, who's under heat, an opportunity to distract and refocus attention on the issues that are true to his support base. Two, it allows the media to do their bit to beat the drums in the war on what is largely in the Atlantic world, non-existent Islamic terrorism. And of course, it distracts from a number of other important issues. But to touch on what you said, of course, it seems to be lost on most people that the vast majority of mass shootings are carried out by white men. White men who, as often as not, or at least quite often, are ex-military or ex-law enforcement, others who are individuals who have deep-seated issues with family, their mothers, their husbands, or workplace grudges, or with banks. And unless they happen to be of Islamic descent, not necessarily practicing Muslims, it's enough to be of Islamic descent and not white. Unless those conditions are met, there's no discussion of terrorism. What instead we get is a discussion, I would say in many instances quite properly, of psychiatric disorders, crime in the normal sense. It's only when somebody comes along with a Persian or Arabic name who's of Islamic descent that we get this lunacy of talking about terrorism. But big names like Stephen Paddock, Devin Kelly, George Henard, Patrick Sherrill, Charles Whitman, Eric Harris, George Banks, James Holmes, Mark Barton, I could go on forever, Aaron Alexis. These are all white guys who went nuts with guns, killing typically at least 8 to 10 people, and in some cases up to dozens, right, and who are never discussed of in terms of terrorism. So the whole thing is, as usual, a farce designed to advance a particular political agenda and to distract from the issues of the day.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being with us out of Bali. Barry Grossman, international lawyer and activist.